local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three starts now. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your drive home. Maybe it's at a standstill right now, but we'll get you through it here. Very busy afternoon on the roadway. Several accidents here to tell you about, and we will do that here over the course of the next hour, being with you here, letting you know where the heavy-duty traffic is, as we are aware. Thanks so much for the many texters and phone calls we received. Of course, you guys are our eyes out there, so we really appreciate it. 850-437-1620 is the text line. 850-2626-111 is the traffic line. And we'll get to Austin to give us the very latest on the roads coming up here in just a couple of moments. First, we'll get our top three stories as we go off and running here on a Monday. Starting with the very latest in Israel, there's word of a potential deal to free the hostages in Gaza. As we're now at day 38 of the war between Israel and Hamas, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talked to NBC's Meet the Press, says a deal may be in the works, but the chances are better the less he talks about it. The UN and Israel Defense Forces estimate more than 100,000 people have fled from northern Gaza to the south using a humanitarian corridor.
And the Pentagon is releasing more information about the five Army soldiers killed in a helicopter crash in the eastern Mediterranean Sea on Friday. According to a military spokesman, an MH-60 Black Hawk was conducting aerial refueling training when the aircraft experienced an in-flight emergency resulting in the crash. Officials said there were no indications of hostile actions. The Defense Department said all five crew members were assigned to the 1st Battalion, 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment, based in Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
And going back to the hostage situation, the White House confirming today an American toddler is among those hostages being held by Hamas.
We have all spoken with families of U.S. citizens who are being held hostage by Hamas and have raised this issue with all of our counterparts. This remains a paramount priority for us.
And that is National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who says a three-year-old U.S. citizen whose parents were killed by Hamas in the October 7th attacks is believed to be among the more than 200 hostages. Those are our top three stories. We'll leave some extra time here for Austin on the roads.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I'm going to need it. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. So, yeah, there has been a lot going on the roads here this evening. And we are seeing some congestion die down in some areas. We'll get to those in a minute. But for right now, the big hitters are on North Davis Highway. If you're heading northbound towards Creighton Road and past that towards Olive Road, you are going to experience some heavy congestion in that area. We're also seeing it coming off of I-10 as well. And speaking of I-10, if you're heading westbound, this is the real big one. If you're heading westbound over the overpass that sits above Pine Forest Road, there was an accident there that had a lot of debris on the roads, and that has backed things up severely. We're still seeing some heavy congestion on East 9 Mile Road. If you're heading westbound towards Chisholm Road, there's some heavy congestion from an accident reported there. It has seemingly died down a little, but it is very much thriving. And lastly, we had an accident report on Fairfield Drive near the three-way intersection with Tahar Drive and North Palafox Street. But that congestion, while still alive, it has lessened as well.
Low pressure over the Gulf of Mexico is bringing cloudy and rainy weather. So it looks like rain here for the next couple of days. Day and night, look for showers to move through. Cool overnight lows, upper 50s, and daytime highs will just be in the mid to low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, so right now 60 degrees, overnight lows 57, light rain, cloudy, and dreary conditions here coming in over the next few days, as Alan said. 63 the high for tomorrow. Breezy and rainy throughout the day. Gust as high as 30 miles per hour tomorrow, so be mindful there. All right, taking a look at some of our local stories. We start actually in Tennessee, where an English teacher at West Florida High School charged with attempted murder, allegedly shooting his wife and brother-in-law. 29-year-old Cody Wiggins is facing multiple charges, including two counts of attempted homicide and aggravated assault. This allegedly happened while he and his family were in Franklin, Tennessee, for a wedding at the Marriott Hotel in Franklin.
There was a huge argument here in the lobby of the hotel during the wedding event, and apparently either the wife of this man or the brother-in-law came running through the lobby who had been shot. And so the front desk agent called 911, and apparently they were here within 30 to 45 seconds.
So, yeah, that's a witness there talking with the local TV station in Tennessee there. Wiggins is now held on $3.5 million bond, and school superintendent Keith Leonard says that he was immediately suspended when the district was notified. By the way, just on the roads, texts are saying that on the ramp from Davis Highways, you're heading south to I-10 westbound. There is an overturned vehicle right across the interstate. That's, you know, right, literally right behind us here. So
yes,
be mindful of that if you're getting on I-10 westbound, coming from southbound on Davis Highway. Also, local headlines, leaders of the Florida Democratic Party are in the area on a middle of a statewide barnstorming tour. They're trying to take back Florida. And today, party chair Nikki Fried made stops in Santa Rosa County, doing the same in Escambia County this evening.
We came in and had a commitment that in order for us to take back the state and to win, because right now, this is the first time since Reconstruction that we don't have a statewide elected Democrat.
And her stop at the Tiger Point Community Center, not without some drama, as Santa Rosa County Commissioner James Calkins made a surprise visit and, according to South Santa Rosa News, was wearing his red MAGA hat and carrying a Trump flag, telling the paper, quote, "I wanted this group of Democrats to know they are in Trump country." Also, if you're thinking of the new General Chappie James Memorial Bridge at the 3 Mile Bridge there of being a great fishing spot, well, think again. FDOT has now confirmed they have no fishing signs posted on the bridge there. Back in late October, FDOT was considering a potential fishing ban on the 3 Mile Bridge due to complaints of people that people were leaving things behind, like trash and fish heads and fish guts. FDOT said they had to run a safety assessment before they could post signs. Spokesman Ian Satter says they are trying to make the bridge safer for all users, especially pedestrians and bicyclists who use the multi-use path. Commentary from House our Congressman Matt Gaetz, as House Speaker Mike Johnson is laying out his plans to continue funding the government. He wants to extend funding at current levels for some federal agencies until mid-January and the rest through early February. The proposal, though, is dividing some Republicans. The more conservative ones say it doesn't cut spending.
Speaker Johnson's latter CR fails to meet the mark in this respect. It doesn't cut spending. It doesn't set the Republican-controlled House up for a win or even to engage in a single policy fight.
And a reaction there from Congressman Gaetz. Democrats also against it because it doesn't include funding for Israel or Ukraine, as Johnson is pushing to file or vote on line item resolutions for funding for both Israel and Ukraine. 6:20 right now. We'll take a break. We have our state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story, because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements? Trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own? Read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. Yesterday had a really good opportunity to talk with the Undersecretary for Health Services at the Veterans Administration and a two-star admiral from the Navy from the Defense Health Agency about the changes that are coming to the Naval Hospital, where basically they're going to be serving veterans at the Naval Hospital. Talked about that extensively this morning. It seems like a really good program if it turns out to do what they hope it'll do. You can listen to my conversation about that this morning on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now on a Monday, starting off the week. As best as we can here, you're probably still trying to get home.
Yeah,
a lot of people are. Roadway is very, very slow moving today. Of course, you know, yucky weather, something to do with that there, but just a lot of accidents here. As we're seeing some closures, we have I-10 westbound, right at Pine Forest, and then another accident here. Car overturned, southbound on Davis Highway, getting onto I-10 westbound as well. So there's just a lot going on, Austin, with a little bit more details here.
Yeah, Joe, on top of those, we've also got, speaking of North Davis Highway, if you're heading northbound towards I-10, past Creighton Road, there at that intersection, there is a ton of congestion there from an accident that was reported earlier. And we've still got a little bit of congestion on Fairfield Drive near the three-way intersection with Tahar Drive and North Palafox Street from a previously reported accident. And we did have a pretty bad accident on West 9 Mile Road that was causing a lot of congestion. It has, for the most part, seemingly lessened, but we still have a lot of congestion that I think was caused by it on Chisholm Drive there.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, the text line 850-437-1620. The traffic line, 850-262-6111.
Low pressure over the Gulf of Mexico is bringing cloudy and rainy weather. So it looks like rain here for the next couple of days. Day and night, look for showers to move through. Cool, overnight lows, upper 50s, and daytime highs will just be in the mid to low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And a pretty dreary night tonight, and pretty much for most of the week. 57 the low. We're already kind of close there, 60. 80% chance of showers overnight, 90% chance of rain, cloudy, dreary today, tomorrow, 63 for the high. Wind gusts could be a bit high in some spots, upwards of 30 miles an hour, so be mindful there. High surf advisory going to be in effect Tuesday night through Thursday as well. 627, taking a look at state headlines today. More Floridians will be on the move over the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA out with their projections, and they say over 3 million state residents will travel 50 miles or more from home next week.
This has been a very strong year for travel. Despite various inflationary pressures, Americans still make travel a top priority, and that's certainly going to be the case this Thanksgiving.
And that's 3% more than last year, the second highest since 2001. Most Thanksgiving travelers will drive to their destinations, with nearly 2.8 million Floridians expected to take a Thanksgiving road trip. Also, water utility in the Tampa area is considering a restriction on lawn watering due to the ongoing drought in the area.
You know, this is the beginning of the dry season, whereas we would normally see those things at the end of, or at the end of the dry season in the spring. So that being the deficit coming out of the rainy season is a bit of a concern.
Yeah, and board members for Tampa Bay Water could vote to restrict lawn watering to a single day each week in Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Pasco counties. The company says they have enough drinking water, but residents still need to conserve when they can.
And Florida is calling on Congress to give states the power to conduct immigration operations. Attorney General Ashley Moody is leading a coalition of 26 attorney generals who want lawmakers to grant them the authority when the federal government refuses to take action. Moody says more than 7 million people have illegally crossed into the United States through the southwest border since President Joe Biden took office in 2021.
Also, 16 days left in the Atlantic hurricane season. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say a low-pressure area is developing. Located in the southwest Caribbean Sea over the next 7 days, it's got a 70% chance of developing over the next 7 days. It's forecast to move northeastward across the western and central Caribbean towards Jamaica, Haiti, Dominican Republic, and it's got the potential to produce heavy rain later on this week.
Lastly, Governor Ron DeSantis is announcing the launch of the Secure Florida portal. It's where entities from certain foreign countries must register property purchased in the state. The registration process is the result of a new state law that prevents people from so-called foreign countries of concern from buying land and homes near military installations. Some of the countries on the list include China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, Venezuela, and Syria.
We'll take a break there. We'll get our national headlines when we come back. A reminder of our top three stories today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there is a potential deal to free the hostages held in Gaza, although he says the chances are better the less he talks about it. The White House confirming one of the hostages, an American toddler, 3 years old, whose parents were killed by the militant group, and also the Pentagon identifying those five Army soldiers killed in a training crash in a helicopter in the eastern Mediterranean today. National headlines coming up right after Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The Israeli military says Hamas is using hospitals and civilians as shields in the fighting. President Biden says he urged Israeli leaders to proceed with caution when it comes to the Al-Shifa hospital.
It's my hope and expectation that there will be less intrusive action relative to the hospital.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the IDF won't stop fighting until Hamas is no more. Congress and the White House are again looking to avoid a government shutdown. Funding is due to run out at midnight Friday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I've said on multiple occasions that if we're going to work together to keep the government open, Speaker Johnson will have to avoid pushing steep cuts or poison pills that Democrats can't support.
House Republicans are pushing a continuing resolution to extend funding. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A big step in Toys R Us's comeback happens next week when the iconic retailer opens an 11,000-square-foot store at the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota. Opening in partnership with Go Retail Group, it will carry an array of toys and games with an in-house cafe and ice cream parlor to be added in 2024. But in the last 2 years has opened a new flagship location in New Jersey and some 450 mini shops inside Macy's stores around the country. More job cuts at Amazon's gaming division. Citing an internal email at the tech giant, both CNBC and Reuters report that Amazon has cut about 180 additional jobs within that division, the second round of cuts in that segment this year. A relatively quiet day on Wall Street with many traders and investors staying to the sidelines ahead of tomorrow morning's important consumer inflation data. The Dow Industrials did edge up 54 points, but the S&P 500 slipped 3 and the NASDAQ eased 30. That's Your Money Now.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Tops Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Tops Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's tomorrow morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The Vikings are an incredible story. They started 1-4, saw Justin Jefferson get hurt, and lost Kirk Cousins for the season. Most teams would crumble, but Minnesota thrives, winning 5 in a row, trading for Josh Dobbs, and seeing their defense massively improve under Brian Flores. At 6-4, the Vikings' next 3 games are against the Broncos, Bears, and Raiders. They should be 9-4 ending the final 4 weeks of the season, and it's now a lock that they'll be a playoff team. I'm Zach Gelb.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, I love this restaurant. Glad we got a table quickly.
What does that sign say?
Caution, wet floor.
No, right next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Huh, I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Local news with News Radio's news team.
I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
I'm News Director Joe Ford. Local news radio is so important because during major events or emergencies, you may not always be near a TV. Your phone and internet may go out, but radio is easily accessible and often the first source for information you need to know.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna.
Well, what I want, what I really, really want is for all these accidents to clear up here.
Me too, buddy, me
Pensacola
too.
Right now, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll get us caught up right here on the roads as still some problems area out there.
Yes. Well, for starters, this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. And yeah, Joe, we've been seeing a lot of congestion here. Some of it has seemed to lessen a bit, but in some areas it is still alive and well. Most notably on North Davis Highway, we were dealing with an overturned vehicle. If you're heading southbound trying to get onto I-10, you're going to experience some congestion there. But you're going to experience even more if you're on North Davis Highway heading northbound towards Olive Road. There's some very severe backups there that's got people backed up almost to Creighton. And also the other big one at the moment is on I-10 westbound going on the overpass over Pine Forest Road. We've got some serious congestion there from a big accident that we had probably about not quite an hour ago, maybe about 45 minutes ago.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our weather report. Here's Alan.
Cool and rainy weather is in the forecast for the next couple of days. It's mainly light to moderate rain that'll just be moving through the area. So cloudy skies and temperatures overnight will be in the upper 50s. Next couple of days, high temperatures will be in the mid to low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, and I realize I may be in the minority on this one, but I'm in favor of this weather pattern that we have this week.
Me too.
Temporarily. Ultimately, why I live here, one of the reasons why I live here is because of the sunshine and the warmth. I love it, but as a native northerner, I definitely like the feeling of home here for at least a few days.
Yeah.
So I hope you will not hold that against me too much. All right, 6:39 here. Let's take a look at our national headlines. Former President Trump wants cameras in the courtroom for his federal election interference trial. His legal team demanded the federal judge allow proceedings to be televised, claiming the case is part of a coordinated effort to undermine Trump's White House bid. Court rules do not allow for broadcasting of federal proceedings, and the Justice Department is opposed to allowing cameras.
And there's no official timeline yet for the repair and reopening of the I-10 freeway in downtown L.A. And Joe, you and I were talking about this. You gave an update on that. Apparently,
yeah.
It is far more severe than we had initially thought.
Right. Well, you know, because, you know, you never really know until you kind of see, like, okay, we're talking about a fire. So are we just meaning that, like, okay, it got a little warm under there and we just kind of have to make sure that the structure is sound?
Yeah.
No, there's pretty significant damage. So this is going to be shut down for a while, I would think.
Yeah, it says over the weekend it was damaged in a fire at a pallet yard underneath. LA officials are urging commuters to either take public transit, use alternate routes, or work from home until it can be reopened. And in a big city like that, that's going to be a noticeable change of pace.
Yeah. Also, the man known as the Kanon Shaman, who took part in the 2021 Capitol riot, is now running for Congress. That's Jacob Chansley, filed paperwork to run as a libertarian in Arizona's 8th Congressional District. Chansley was sentenced to 41 months in prison back in 2021. He was recognized as the face of the Capitol riot, wearing a headdress with horns while carrying a U.S. flag on a spear.
And Donald Trump's defense is starting their arguments today in his civil fraud trial. Donald Trump Jr. took to the stand as their first witness.
Oh, that's me. Hold on a second. There we go.
It doesn't feel like, you know, we're playing by the rules. We're playing by a one-sided system of justice.
New York's attorney general ended her arguments last week and was denied a motion to limit certain expert witnesses from testifying for the defense.
Also, the House is expected to vote as soon as tonight regarding the resolution to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. That resolution was introduced by Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene last week. Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez says the tipping point for him was the death of two Americans killed by a migrant smuggler who was running from the cops.
This shows that Washington doesn't care about people.
And the resolution accuses Mayorkas of willful admittance of border crossers.
And, Joe, you and I talked about this last week, about some Republican candidates probably going to drop out soon. And two that I mentioned by name, I hate to brag here, two that I mentioned were Ramaswamy and Tim Scott. Well, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is out of the presidential race.
I am suspending my campaign. I think the voters who are the most remarkable people on the planet have been really clear that they're telling me not now, Tim.
Speaking with Fox News, Scott says he loves America more than he did when he started running. But when he returns to Iowa, it won't be as a presidential candidate.
All right, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. We got Monday Night Football, top of the hour on ESPN, ABC. The Bills, kind of a disappointing season so far. They're 5-4. A lot of people have a lot of questions about what to make of this team. Are they just really good, or are they just not anymore? They just have a superstar quarterback and not much else. So we'll get a little glean here of information as they take on the Broncos tonight. I kind of think that the Bills should come out swinging and you know, just say, look, you know, bleep this. We just gotta, you know, go all out and score as many points as we can. Try to show the haters that, hey, we're here.
They did after losing to the Jets in Week 1.
Yeah, they, you know, they took on the Dolphins, right? Or whoever they did.
They beat the Raiders. Like they beat up on the Raiders, beat up on the Commanders, who I think then were unbeaten. And yeah, and they at one point played the Dolphins 48-20.
Right. Mm-hmm. And their schedule is pretty brutal coming down the stretch here. So they don't have a whole lot of these games where they should win going away. This is one of them. Mm-hmm. So we'll see here. The Bills taking on the Broncos. They are at home. And I'm going to say Bills, and I hope this is hope for me because I've got Josh Allen on my fantasy team.
Oh, wow.
So I need him to go all out and just put up, you know, probably 50 points or so. So I'm going to say that the Bills blow out the Broncos.
Well, and that's the thing. Bills were given a narrow spread. I'm going to say that they covered a spread, maybe not blow them out. But I am playing a gentleman in our fantasy league who has James Cook. So I hope they rely more on their passing game. Yeah. And they need to shut down Jerry Jeudy. He's got Jerry Jeudy as well.
All right.
Yeah.
Also in the sports world, Aaron Rodgers says his goal is to return from his Achilles injury mid-next month.
Wow.
He's been using a weight-limiting treadmill that's allowing him to jog at half of his body weight as part of his rehab. I just can't believe it until I see it, but what a remarkable turnaround that would be.
Well,
and if the Jets can just tread above water.
Yeah, keep themselves afloat until he comes back, assuming that this is accurate. And I will say, Aaron Rodgers, he's kind of been in, like, stupid media headlines
because
of his alternative methods at how he parades around his life.
Yeah, right. The darkness retreats and all that.
Yeah. If this ends up working out and, like, it's a success, this could be astronomical for the medical field.
The alternative medical field.
Yes.
Also, the head coaching carousel in college got started over the weekend. A big one is Texas A&M. Mm. FSU fans rejoicing that Jimbo Fisher is out. Mississippi State also letting Zach Arnett go. Kind of feel bad for him.
He didn't have a chance.
He was the defensive coordinator under Mike Leach, and of course, with Mike Leach's surprise passing last season, Arnett was given the promotion there. So he lasted about a calendar year on that. All right, 6:45. We'll get another check of the roads and weather here.
All right, so looking at the traffic here in Pensacola, once again, it's a bit more of the same. We've still got congestion on North Davis Highway, especially if you're heading northbound towards Olive Road. There's some congestion there at that intersection. And we had some congestion going southbound on North Davis Highway if you were trying to get onto I-10 westbound because of an overturned vehicle. That has, while still somewhat there, has seemingly died down a great deal. And the other big one is congestion on I-10 westbound going over Pine Forest Road. We had a big accident there with a lot of debris, and that had congestion really backed up for a bit, but it has seemingly died down. It's still there, but it's not as bad as it was in previous traffic breaks.
Cool and rainy weather is in the forecast for the next couple of days. It's mainly light to moderate rain that'll just be moving through the area. So cloudy skies and temperatures overnight will be in the upper 50s. Next couple of days, high temperatures will be in the mid to low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, so right now 60 degrees, overnight low 57. Tomorrow, showers, more clouds, breezy with gusts around 30 miles per hour possible. And our high is 63. Quickly here, a couple of business notes. McDonald's releasing custom-designed Crocs.
Oh, nice.
It'll be around $70 if you get a pair. They drop tomorrow. May want to set an alarm, Austin.
I won't.
Companies are teaming up to offer Crocs based on the mascots Grimace, Hamburglar, and Bertie, although you can get the classic red and yellow colorway as well. So that's important to note. Also, if you're interested, they do have matching socks for your Crocs, coming in at $20 each. Yikes, those are some expensive socks.
Yes, I'll look them up, see what it's all about, but I can promise you I am not purchasing
those. Do it right now while you're doing the next one here.
Scientists in Texas have discovered a new species of dinosaur. While a small fossil from the animal was discovered in 2020, more bones were found near Lake Grapevine this week, and scientists confirmed it was an entirely new species. The dinosaur was likely about 6 feet long and between 20 to 60 pounds, which I would have to say is probably about as forgivable as a dinosaur's dimensions are going to get.
All right. I don't hate them. I do not hate the McDonald's Crocs. I would not wear them, but
they could look worse.
So the Hamburglar ones, because you were saying like, hey, look, if there's, you know, ones that I would get, it's the Hamburglar because they're neutral colors.
Yeah.
I mean, they are black and white striped across the front there. All the way down. The socks, though, going with them are really cool. The McDonald's ones, you've got the, you know, they're mostly red, got the yellow trim, and then they've got those, the Croc, what do you call them? Like the little pendants or things that you can stick in there.
Yeah, those little
rubber
things,
You got the Golden Arches and the Big Mac ones there right on the top of the foot there. So, yeah, those are pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all right.
All right, final break here. We'll come back with some wacky stories, some good news to finish up a busy Monday here on the roads. Hopefully some good news on that front in about 8 minutes. Listening to Pensacola right now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
More news, more talk with Markley Van Kevin Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Those were not the sound of turkeys. Those were the sounds of people pretending to be turkeys. The 57th annual Turkey Fair was held in France over the weekend, and that was just a small snippet from it. One of the signature events, a turkey call competition. If the final turkey sound did not win, then, I mean, I can't even imagine what the winning cluck sounded like.
Yeah, no. I would like to think they would have played it. You know,
I feel like that was probably right there. But just one of the wacky things that made headlines over the weekend. Another one involves a Chinese airline.
Yeah.
China Southern accidentally, for about a 2-hour period, had a bunch of plane tickets on sale from about $1.37 to $4.12. Yeah, that's $4.12. So it wasn't fixed for 2 hours. It was through their app. They said that there was a glitch in the app. They say, though, they're eating the cost and honoring the tickets, so that's a good work out of the China Southern Airlines. that's awesome. 6:55, we'll get our final check of the roads and our weather this hour.
Okay, well, it has taken all evening, but I finally have some relatively decent news to report. So going northbound on North Davis Highway towards Olive Road, we're still seeing some congestion there, but it has visibly died down some since we last spoke on it. And the same can absolutely be said for the congestion on I-10 westbound going over Pine Forest Road. That was really backed up for a long time. But it is steadily breaking down. So if you're in that area, hopefully you won't be held up too much longer.
All right, very good. And Alan Strum with the final check of our weather here this evening.
Low pressure over the Gulf of Mexico is bringing cloudy and rainy weather. So it looks like rain here for the next couple of days. Day and night, look for showers to move through. Cool overnight lows, upper 50s, and daytime highs will just be in the mid to low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Excuse me. Yeah, so tonight 57 for the low. We're gonna have cloudy, kind of dreary conditions here over the next few days. Wind gusts could be a bit high, around 30 miles an hour tomorrow. So it's gonna feel cooler with that thing called a wind chill that the folks up north talk about. 63 the high, 56 tomorrow's low. All right. Congratulations in order to the newest inductees of the National Toy Hall of Fame. They are baseball cards, Cabbage Patch Kids, the Fisher-Price Corn Popper. That's the thing that the toddlers play with where they push it, and inside the plastic cylinder is all those ball things that they, you know, they just roll around and they just keep popping. And then also Nerf. No specific Nerf, just Nerf. So you got the Nerf guns, the footballs, of course. I had so many Nerf footballs growing up. So good stuff there.
Absolutely.
Taking another look at some wacky stories here. Guy in Indiana got into a high-speed chase with cops after he robbed a Kay Jewelers store. During the chase, cops noticed that he kept motioning out his window like he wanted to tell them something. Eventually, he crashed into a police car and was boxed in and arrested. So what was he trying to yell out the window?
I'm dying to know.
According to him, he was wanting to explain that they weren't supposed to keep chasing him. Apparently, he was aware that some departments have policies where cops are supposed to call off chases if things get too dangerous. So he was apparently banking on that as his getaway plan.
Yeah, if you are trying to get into a battle of ethics when you just robbed a Kay Jewelers, I'm sorry,
buddy. Signing with the cops on that one?
Yeah, you're talking to a wall there, Chief. And a jail in California is making changes to their visiting protocols after someone ended up being locked in their lobby overnight. A woman went to visit an inmate just before visiting hours were set to end over the weekend. The inmate wasn't available, and the woman ended up falling asleep. And when she woke up, she discovered that she was locked in overnight, too. Huh. Now, visitors will have access to an emergency phone, and a supervisor will do a check of the lobby overnight.
You know, I guess my first thought was, okay, well, why didn't she have a cell phone? Maybe she was like, hey, I'm just here for like 15, 20 minutes. Because she did show up towards the end, so maybe she just left her cell phone in her car? I guess, but maybe. Although I do think it's a tremendous icebreaker that she got to tell her friends all weekend that she spent the night in jail, and when they ask why, she can literally make up like the all kinds of stuff that she said she did. That's pretty fun there. All right, good news, a good example of instant karma. A woman in Virginia named Brianna Mills was in line at a 7-Eleven store when the person in front of her had issues paying, so Brianna paid for their stuff and then bought herself a lottery ticket. She ended up hitting for $150,000, and right after she won, she walked outside to see a double rainbow directly overhead. I hit a lottery ticket for $150,000, I think I would have seen a double rainbow, whether there was actually one confirmed or not. But no, that's a cool story. She had posted a picture of the double rainbow right behind her winning lottery ticket. So
Hollywood could not have written that better.
That's right. 6:59, that'll do it for us here on a Monday. Hope you're still, if you're out there on the roads, get home safe this evening, and we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Pensacola right now.